We are on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Shim Yirtze Shaloi Lozoin Es Avdoi Hashoi. The Mishnah explains that by a Eved it is a Schus, because there's no Choyf from the Shichel that he's losing Mezoinis, because if he wanted to, he doesn't have to give him Mezoinis even calls man his avdoi. So the Gemara shamet mino, yochel harav loyme le'eved asem imi ve'ene zoncho. So we can derive from the Mishnah, if the Mishnah is telling us that if he wants, he doesn't have to give the eved mezainis, so that means he can demand from the eved to work, and there's no obligation for the odin to support him. Now what will be? Let us see Rashi. Le'evet knani asei imi melocha ve'eini zoncha ala chazer ala psochim. That means that's not my obligation. It's gufay konui. You belong to me, so you have to work for me. But I'm not obligated to give you mezainis. Fashteitzach, you have to have time to be able to be chayzer ala psochim, but I'm not obligated to give you mezainis, and that is pshat in the Mishnah. So if you want it, so it's not a chay for the Yevet, because he never was secure with mezainis either side. So the Gemara says, no, that's not pshat the Mishnah. An odin is mechuyev to supply the Yevet with mezainis. The Mishnah means that the Odin could tell the Eved that I won't give you Mezainis, and say Maisi Yodecha L'mzayneisech, and you'll support yourself with your Maisi Yodayim. You're not working for me, so you'll use your Maisi Yodayim for the Mezainis. So Memele, so it's also good. So Shichel is not a Choyf, because even with you'd be an Eved, I could also say, Tzei Maisi Yedechel HaMzayne Sech, and you wouldn't have Mezaynis, and you'd have your Maisi Yedayim. So with Shichel, you don't have less than you had als Eved. So it's not a Choyf. So the Gemara says, if that is Pshat in the Mishnah, the Chavoso Gabi Ishe, the Omalo Tzei Maisi Yedayich B'mzayne Sech. So then we have to say by Isha, the Mishnah differentiates between an Eved and an Isha. Shem Yirtze Shalei Lozen Es Avdai Rashoi, Shalei Lozen Es Ishtai Einei Rashoi. So according to you, that means that by an Isha you cannot say, Tzi Maisi Yodayich Bimzayne Sayich. Isha Amailoi. So why? Why can he say to Anisha, Tzi Maisi Dachlam Zayne Saich? So the Gemara answers, Isha Bidaloi Sofka. The Mishnah means, if her Maisi Yadayim is not sufficient to support her, so he cannot say, Tzi Maisi Yadayim Zayne Saich, and I'm Mesulik from giving you Mezainis. No, he has to be Mashlim. He has to be Mashlim Hatzayrech Mezainis. So the Gemara says, so if the Mishnah is differentiating between Aishan and Eved, so what is Pshat? If you're telling me that you cannot say, Tzi Maisi Yadayich L'mzayne Sayich, and Aisha B'dalai Sofko, he has to be Mashlim, Eved Nami B'dalai Sofik, he should have to be Mashlim. We have to understand the Gemara's kasha. Al kaponim we'll see in Taisu. So the Gemara answers, Avdo, an Eved, the noam kreisi leishavye, that he's not worth the bread of his stomach, lemori yom marose lemay mizbi. So why did they need him? They don't need him, they don't have a achnasa soichim house to support avodim. So if he had said, si maise yodechalam zoynei secho, and this is leisopik for the Eved, that I'm mechuyev to give him mezainis. Let us see Rashi. Zuk Rashi, b'delei sofka lozein b'maisi yodeo, b'tzorich lohoisif mishaloi. And he has to add a. B'chere, from the Rehitas Loshen of Rashi, it would seem that if he said, see maisi yodeich l'mzeinei sayich, and let's say her weekly mezainis are $100. Her maisa yadayim are worth $60. That's the most she can get for her maisa yadayim. So lechem from the loshna Rashi vayistachoyis that lemaisa he told that see maisa yadayim lemzainis sayich. So I'll give you $40. V'tzorich lahoisef mishaloi. That's how seem from Rashi. That means. Be'etzem, afilu it's b'deloi sofik, but he could still say, tzi maisi yadayich l'mzayinai sayich, and the rest still be maisik. Opachinen eved nami loi sofik, mishani avde denom kreise loi shavye eved, she'enei shove lechem acholoi l'moroi l'may mizbi, hilkech enei maisik mishalai. By an Eved, he's not Moisef if he told the Eved, see. Aliyachzer ala psochim, let him go and schnorr for money. Ki mi yichufenu lezoyne lahapsid shaloi. Who can force him to give mezoynes and to support an Eved and have a hapsid from this? So memela an Eved, if he's not worth the food he consumes, so the Odin has no use from him. Avol ishe kach hisna ima b'ksubosa. But by an ishe, even though she is not self-supporting, but he made a t'nai with her. Va'ata yosva bebeisi umitzene minachosa. The Yaivitz is ma'ire, Rashi brought down l'chere, the wrong chelik of the Nusach HaKsube. Va'ata yosva bebeisi umitzene minichosai is speaking about if she'll become an almone. So va'ata yosva bebeisi. The chiyav mezoynis ano eizen ve'eflach. It's very interesting why Rashi brought down this chelik of the ksuba, which is speaking about mezoynis almone. Let us see Taisvis. Eved nami b'deloi sofik. So the Gemara said, the Gemara had asked that if the Mishnah is speaking about that he said, "See, Maise Yodayich Umzayne Sayich," it's loisofik, and that's why he's mechuyev to give his wife. So Eved Nami be the loisofik. Bim Taima. So Taisus asks two kashas. Kasha number one. Otu mishum de loisofik ye rabbi chayiv lezoynei v'lo yucho loimu leitzei maise yedecha b'mzoynei sech. What was the havamin of the Gemara? I mean, the Gemara, if he's not self-supporting, I'm mechuyev to support him. V'oid kosha haloshim de koma avde de nom kreise loishovi avalele meime be'ed yedle mechayiv lezoynei kivin domo leitzei maise yedecha b'mzoynei sech. He told him, "See, my yidachem zayne secha." So that's it. I'm not mechuyev to support you if you're not self-supporting. Why do you need a psahol nusach? Psavda denam kreisi leishavi elamori lemarosi lemay mizbi. So Taisva says a very interesting pshat. Ba'imari, the salke daitach the regilisu she'evet atzmai hoylech ba'ove deschaboy. So Taisva says, in reality, even though the Odin told the Eved, but the Eved continues loyally to work for the Odin. So Lemaise, after the Odin told him tzi, but he's still working for the Odin. Boy le meima de leisofik she yischayev b'mezaynis. So the Gemara held leisofik should also be chayev b'mezaynis. Kivin Shemikol Mokim Oivdai. Because he's working for him. He says, the Gemara held, you said see, but the Eved is loyal and is still working for you. Ziv Lamaisa, he's working for you, so you have to give him a Zainis. That is your obligation. And Eved that's working for you, and Yochaloyma La'avdei Se'im Yiveni Zanach. That's the obligation of an Odin, to give Mizainis to the Eved that's working for him. So the Gemara held, since he's working for you, even though you told him, see, but so he's working for you, and you don't kick him out of the house, you're accepting his work. So you should be mechuyev to give him Mizainis, even with the Lo Yisafik. Mishim hochi mahadalei b'loshen zeh. That is why the Gemara answered in such a lashon. Avde denom kreisei leishavi is leimizbi. So, what does that mean? So the Tosfos HaRosh says, kloima ein rotzin ha'odein lihishtabed goy klal. That means, I don't need your typhus, I don't need your work. So, that's the shakl of Atai in the Gemara. The Gemara held, that what he said, see, but let's look at facts of life. After Tzi, normally the Eved continues loyally to work for the Odin. So the Tzi didn't accomplish anything. It did not change the status of what was till now. He's still continuing to work for the Odin. So the Gemara held, so he's mechuyev to give him his Einis. So the Gemara held, so this should apply even if it's Lo Yisafik. He's working for you. You have to give him his Zainus. So the Gemara answers, and Eved, that's Lo Yisafik, I don't want his work. Ein rotzin ha'odin lishtabed b'klal, I don't need him, I don't want him, so a mele, then there's no obligations on the Odin to give him his Zainus. Fine. Now Taisus goes a step further. Olohochi koma le'el. Shma mino yochol harav loyme le'evet, aseimi ve'enei zoncha. He says, the Gemara held, it said in the Mishnah, that the Odin does not have to be zon the Eved. So the Gemara says, oh, is a raya, but he could say, aseimi ve'enei zoncha. The afilu mairi, the omalei tsei maisi yodecho b'mzoinei secho. How did the Gemara jump to the conclusion that that's pshat? Maybe it's speaking about, he said, say, my sedech, I'm saying, he's secha. Mikol mokim, kivin sha'oivdoi, hoyoloi lishayev, bimzay noisov, ilav mishum diyachel. He says, so now, Pesvis goes, that when the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from the Mishnah, you can say, I say, ime ben izoncha, the Gemara understood that you could say the Mishnah is speaking about it. He said, "See, Ma'isi Yadechlam Zaynei Secha," but that doesn't change the status. Whenever you say "See," the Regilus is that the Eved is still working for the Odin. If the Eved is working for the Odin, so then the Odin should be mechuyev to give him a Zaynus. There's no such thing. "See" will not change the halacha because after "See," he's still working for him. And if the Mishnah says, and you'll tell me the Mishnah is speaking about Tzi, say still have a right, you can say imi veni zoncho, because after Tzi, he's still working for the Yodin, and the Mishnah says he doesn't have to give him his zainus. Now, before we go further, so now we have to understand, Taisvah just said now, Amayra de Kizach. Taisvah said that since the status never changes, after Tzi he still works for the Odin, so Memele Tzi is not a reason for the Odin to stop giving him his Zainus. And if the Odin can stop giving him his Zainus, so Tzarai, he can say Imi Ben Izoncha, because the Tzi doesn't change the previous status. So what did the Gemara answer? So the Gemara said, so let's learn the Gemara again. Shamet mino, yochel harav loyme le'eved, aseimi ve'enei zoncha. So what does it, so the Taisa says, Philly said speaking about Tzi, but the Eved is still working for him, and he doesn't have to give him his own, he says, ah, you can say, aseimi ve'enei zoncha. So the Gemara answers, och ma'iskinen, da omalei tzi ma'isi yedecha, lem zaynei secha. So, and Childik, I also knew of this. But he's working for him after the tzi. That's the regilis. And he doesn't have to give him a zaynus. What's the answer? He did not answer the raya. Tosfos elaborated so beautifully how the makshin and brought this raya from the Mishnah. So he says, see? So the Marsha says that the Tartzen wasn't noches to this whole shtick teure. And the Maram Shiv means to say that he really meant to say like the Maskonis HaGemorah, that it's speaking about just the Gemorah had to elaborate a little to figure it out. That means it's speaking about see in Beloi Sofik, and there is a din of Avda Denam Kreise Leishovi. So there the regulus of working does not create a chiyuv mezaynus. He meant this in the beginning to say, but al kaponim, we have to understand the flow of the Gemara is a little difficult. Where Tosfos put it down. Then another reason why the Makshin held it's not talking about tzi, because it's talking about tzi, so you're not mechuyev to give mezaynus to the isha also, and leisofik is leishchiyach. So bekitzer, we have here a shaila, what's pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah differentiates between an isha and an eved. An isha, you mechuyev to give mezaynus, and an eved, you're not mechuyev. So we have two mahalchim, either by an eved you can't say, seimi bein izonach, or it's speaking about an eved, but the leisofik. And then there's a new svara of Avda Dunam Kresi Leishavi Lamori Malarose Lamai Mizbi. Toshma Eved Shegola Laori Miklot. An Eved went to an Ori Miklot. Ein Rabbi Chayev Lezayne. He's not Mechuyev to give him a Zaynes. Beloyoi. Leshamai Se Yodov Le Rabbi. So here we have a Klora Baraisa. That there's a din of a sayim, even his zoncha. You're not mechuyev to give mezaynus. This is spelled out black and white. And vayedo shemai se yodav l'rabboi. Shema mino yochel harav loy meleved a sayim, even his zoncha. Hoche b'may eskinen, da omar loy tse mai se yodecho l'mezaynusach. No, it's speaking about, he said, tse mai se yodecho l'mezaynusach. Now, I would think that even though Tosfos had mentioned before that Tzimaisi Dechlem Zayne Secho does not change the status because the Regilus is working for him, so, but that's Tachsech Me, a normal case, but Eved Shegola La'ori Miklot La'chere there's a regulus to work for the Odin. The Odin is not the Rimiklot. So, Lachayre, the team Ice Dechem Zaynesecha is Kipshuta, yes, is Fakert. You'll use your Mice Yadayim for your Mezaynes, and I'm not Achroi to Stal Yitzu Mezaynes. Frag the Gemore, Yehochi Mice Yadav Amaila Rabba, if he said, see Mice Yadachlem Zaynesecha, so why does it say Shemai Se Yodav L'Rabbi? So Gemara says L'Hadofe. It's speaking about that the Eved worked more. His Mai Se Yodaim is worth more than his Mezaynus. He told him see Mai Se Dechlam Mezaynus Sechel, but it's worth more. So that he's the nice Mechuyev to give to the Odin. So the Gemara says, Pshite. So what is the Baraisa telling us? So the Gemara says, Mao de Taimet, the Kivan de Chiles Lei, Lei Yoiv Lei. He says, this Eved is no security anymore from the Odin. If he will not be able to be self-supporting, the Odin won't give him. That's Avda de Nom Kese Lei Shabi, he won't get support from the Odin. So I would think that he shouldn't be able to take from the Eved the Maisa Yodayim when there's a surplus. He should be able to have a nest egg to put away money for a rainy day when he won't be able to be self-supporting. So that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is Kamash Malon, the Chiddush is that, no, you can't put for rainy day. Now you have more than you need, so Memele, that belongs to the other. Tomorrow you won't have enough, so then you have to be Chayzer al Apsachim, but, Frag the Gemore, Umayshna Laore Miklot. So what, now why did we speak about an Ore Miklot? Hisalke Daita Chamine. Bechoy, Ovidli Chiyuse. Now, as we have to know, Ovidli Chiyuse Tvei, Kamash Melot. I would think, so we'll see in Taisvis, Taisvis is Mavar like this. If Pshatn the Baraisa is, that he can tell him, I say, imi veini zonach, that's pshat in the barais. He's not mechuyiv to give him a zaynis. Baf al pi kein, the maisi yodo belongs to the odain. So then it's a rebuse to tell us, even though it says vachoy, so there's a psabazundere, chiyiv ovid leichi yuse bore miklot. He needs more care and attention than a normal person. Abazundere chiyiv of vachoy. Is Kamash Malon, he could tell them, I say, imi veni zoncho. That would be good, like the Havmis, and then it would be good, but it says, ore miklo. But now you're telling me it's speaking about, he's not saying, I say, imi veni zoncho. He's saying, zimai si yodecho, lam zaynei secho. So, the Evet is not having any hefsid whatsoever, so what is the Chiddush of ore miklo? So the Gemara says, no, I would think als the Vachoy, the surplus should also belong to the Eved. He should be able to put away for a rainy day when he will not be able to be self-supporting. It's Kamash Malon that, no, the Vachoy does not put on a Yisrael obligation to the other. Bekitzer, we said Pshat in the Baraisa, that the Baraisa is speaking about that he said, "See, Maisa Yodech Olam Zaynisach." That is Pshat the Barais. But Mediktoni Sefer, Avol Isha Shegolsa Lo'ori Miklot. The Barais differentiates between a Isha and an Eved. Avol Isha Shegolsa Lo'ori Miklot Baylo Chayev B'Zaynisach. The Chal De Loyom Alo. So Kochi, see, it's not speaking that it said, see, the Omala Baila my Chayit. So since the Seif is speaking about it, it didn't say, see, is Reisha Namid Layomala. And then it says, he's not Machuif to give Mazainis, and Maisi Yodov Larabai. So we see, not the way you said that it's speaking about he said, see, no, it's speaking about without see, and he can say, Seim Yvain Yizonach. So the Gemara says, no, la'ilam the omalei. It's speaking about the omalei. Ve'isha b'dalai sofka. And that, what it says, that you hear in the Sefer, it says, it's chayv hazayin esel, if it is b'dalai sofka, he has to give him hazayins. Frek the Gemara, for midiktoni Sefer, in the Sefer it says, Bim omalo tzi maisi yodecho bim zayne secho, rashoi, there's a third bother. If he said tzi maisi yodecho bim zayne secho, rashoi, he's allowed to, michlal da reishe, deloy omalo. So you see your akimt is wrong. From the Sefer you see your akimt is wrong. So the Gemara says no. The middle bother is also speaking about, he said tzi. So what is the last bava telling us? V'im maspekes. If it's maspekes, I said the middle bava is telling us he told Tatsi, and he's mechuyev to give him a zaynis, b'delay sofka. And the last bava is telling us v'im maspekes v'omalotzi maisi yedecha b'mzaynisecha rashoy. If it's maspekes, so then he's allowed to. And finish, and he doesn't give him a zaynis. Frag the Gemore maspekes maila meimra. So what is the chiddush of the last bava? He said, "See, Maishi Adechlam Zayne Secha," and it's Maspekis. So the Baraisa says, "You're allowed to say this." Mal de Teime Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Penima Kemash Melo. Now let us see Rashi. Let us see Rashi. So we'll see. Rashi says as follows. Shegola lori miklot shahorag b'shoigik begola lahadofet. So the Gemara said, if it's speaking about, he said, see, so why is Maisa Yodov l'raboy? Shemaisa Yodov oitfim al mezeinoisov. So then the hadofet belongs to the rabbi. So the Gemara asks, what's the chiddush? I would think leilishkol minei v'yei biyad evet shema yesh yoyim shlo yimtza listakir. It's kamash malon that he, no, the vial, now there's hadofe, now it belongs to the other. V'choy, v'nosol aches ha'orim ha'el, v'choy. Kol kevudo bas melech, kol Yisrael b'nei molochim, p'nimo, tznuo. A bas melech is a tznuo. Samsev says, kol Yisrael is called b'nei molochim, am leches kayanim v'goy kodesh. So we're all melochim. In the covet of a bas melech is to be a tznua. Ve'in darka lotzeis ulisavik be'ir she'ena misham. It's not her derech, it's not lefi kveido to start going in the streets and knocking on doors to a, in a city that she, that she's not acquainted with anshe he'ir. People don't know her. This is a newcomer to the Yori Mikla. She has to go and start advertising that she's a good seamstress and no one knows her. So she has to be mevater and kol kvuda bas melech pnima. So let's just speak a little about this nekuda. First of all, it's taka cheshbon. I mean, it's taka cheshbon that by saying "say ma'isi adechal am zayne secha and anore miklot," we are taking away from our covet. That's what taka the cheshbon. So the Chassam Sofer says, "Shein chiyuv mezaynis habal magiim kolkach sheyechayev lezayna imtuchal lehispalnes leitiya kvude." But 100%, it's taki, it's not lafi kvoida. But I'm not mechuyev to give her mezaynis if she can take care of her own mezaynis at the price that she won't have the cover of a bas. That's not my obligation. I'm mechuyev to see she has mezaynis. By saying, see, she'll also have mezaynis. I'm not so mechubedik. I'm not mechuyev to see that she should get mezaynis tafke on such a mechubedik oifer. And the Chassam Sofer says further, afal pi she'emes hu mitzvah leo, the taka a mitzvah to be a tzenua, shenikreis bas melech, but al kaponim, he's not mechuyev to bend backwards to give her mezaynis if she can take care of her mezaynis. It's embarrassing that you have to go and knock on doors. But I'm not mechuyev to tell you to, and my obligation of mezaynis, if lemaise, you are self-supporting through your own ishtadlis, I'm not mechuyev to tell you to mezaynis. And that's the chiddush of the sefer. Now, before we go further, Nigeres Hagro, when he left to go to Eretz Yisrael, so one of the inyonim, he writes to his wife, whatever you need, don't go outside and buy. You should purchase through a shliach. Ma'afim hu pamayim v'sholish b'yoyka. You purchase to a shliach, you have to pay the one free deliveries b'zman ha'goyim. Hayad Hashem tikso. So, l'chayre, the goyim told his wife, I mean, the chayre the inin, she shouldn't go out in the streets of Vilna, was mistame, of course, he doesn't mention it, but achsime, that was the mechuvin, kol kvuda bas melech nime, you don't go shopping. It should be delivered to you. Now, he didn't give her money for this. He said, Hayad Hashem tikso. He said, the Rabbi Nishon will take care. He didn't take care. So, he demanded from his wife, kol kvuda bas melech pnima. That was, like in our Gemara, we see that, that's not a cheshbon. Here, by the going, there was a cheshbon. Mistame, that's my pshat is, because Mistame, the wife of the going, was a balas madrege. She was a balas bitochen. And Mistame, if a person is a bal bitochen, boch hageva she yiftach b'ashem, bohoya Hashem miftachoi. So Mamela Fakerti held its zikhe kedai to have bitochen the Rabbeinu Shloilom, not to degrade yourself by going chutzo. And Hayad Hashem tikso. And Fakert, if a person is doing this to be mekayim kol kvuda bas melech, is Hayad Hashem tikso. Some of Abal bitochen. And Agimar, she could also be a balas. He's not giving mezainis. The guy also didn't give mezainis. But he's not giving. He's not mechuyev to give. He's not mechuyev to make sure she'll have mezainis on a bekovet dekoyf. And that's what the Chassam Sofer says. If she's a balas betochen, is other rabbis. So, they had a shem tik, so work by her also. But if she's not a balas betochen, he's not mechuyev al koponim to be mefarnesa, if she, theoretically, she's self-supporting. Now, l'chayre, it's difficult to understand. So, the third bava is telling us a chiddush. The third bava is telling us a chiddush that even, you can say, see, ma'isi yadaychlem zeynesayich, even though it will be a p'kiyah in kol kvuda bas melech. That's the chiddush of the third bava. And what's the second bava? The second bava, the Gemara said, is also speaking about, he said, see, ma'isi yadaychlem zeynesayich. And he gives her his ma'isiv. So l'chayre, we see from the second bava also this thing, that kol kvuda bas melech pnima is not a mechayev that he should not say tzi. L'chayre, that's the second din. The second din, that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that the middle bava is also saying he said tzi. No. So Moses says no. Ochikoma. The reisha, that means the middle bava is speaking about the leisofke. And here it's telling us, we must pack it, so I'm going to see my shidach in the sayach rashoi. But so l'chay, why need a third bava for this? We can learn this from the second bava. Perhaps we could not learn this from the second bava, because, who says he's permitted to do this? I mean, if he told Tatsi, he told her, finish. I mean, it could be, from the second bava, I just see the halacha, if he said Tsi, and it's Loi Safka, so he's mechuyev to be meisiv, for all her needs. But could be from the second bava, Vafayeska Shaila Rov, was he allowed to do this? Lamaise, she was becoming degraded. The Rava said, hey, he wasn't allowed to do it. It's not proper. He said it. So it could be that's why the third bava is coming to tell us, Rashoi. The third bava is coming to tell us that it's muta lachatchila to do it. That means he doesn't have to have any guilty feelings. Could it be the second bava it's speaking about he said, but could be the Chatzchili shouldn't say such a thing. Lulei divrei Rashi, maybe we'll see the Loshon of Tosfos, Tasim is mashma like this. Perhaps we could learn that b'delei sofka b'chlal he can't say tzi to begin with. That means that the whole din of tzi ma'isi yedachim zaynisach means if you're self-supporting, if you're not self-supporting, then there's no such din. Well, you do little, and now Tashi says klo that it works that way. B'tzach lahoisif mishaloi, I say she works, and he adds on. But if we would say that pshat is b'delei sofke, he can't b'chlal say tzi, so then it's very good. The middle bov is speaking about he said tzi, but it's b'delei sofke. So lemaise, so the tzi doesn't work. So lemaise, so he's giving her all the mezainis. So only maspekis, there we see that there's a din of tzi take, and even though it's a stira to kol kvuda bas melech, he's not mechuyiv to worry about this. Let us see Tosfos. Maishna l'orei miklot perish. I amrit bishloime yochel. If you'll say, now we're talking about an eved. The first case was by an eved, that he doesn't give the eved mezainis, and the maise yodo belongs to the yodo. So the Gemara says, maishna l'orei miklot. If you say yochel ashmina nari miklot, gav ovid lechi yusim tvei afelach yochel arav loyma asayim imach. So then it would be a chiddush in nari miklot. Avolinyan hadofe leimashm leid mishim vachoi tehevi hadofe didei. The Gemara held that Alz V'choi, the Hadofa should belong to the Eved, that Sichana Nichlal in the V'choi. The Gemara seems to answer no, that I would think Alz the V'choi, the Hadofa should belong to the Eved, because he should have what to have in a rainy day. Maspekes Maile Meimro. So the Gemara says, if the third bava is speaking about that's maspeke, so what's the chiddush? He can say tzi ma'isi yadayich. Yamret bishloi mekula b'desavke. If you'll say that everything is speaking about b'desavke, ton is safe the omalo legluye areishet the airi b'loy omalo. The reish is speaking. He didn't say tzi ma'isi yadayich, and he's mechuyev to give a mezainis. And by Eved, if he didn't say, see my see decha, he's not mechuyiv to give him his zaynus. Even though he didn't say tzi. Aval hash, to the muk misrei, shebedala isofke, but now that you tell me that he said tzi. And when the reish, the middle bov, it's speaking about loisofke, vleitonach, seife, lashminin, the misapeke, shecholay, mozi, my see decha, mzaynus, secha, myle, memre. That means if it's coming with the Yuki to tell me that the Mitzvah is speaking about he didn't say tzi, so then we have big chedushim from the Baraisa. So we see you can say to an Eved, Aseim Ibein Yizoncho. But if you're telling me that the Mitzvah is also speaking about tzi, and this is coming legufa, so what's the chedush? I have a stickle dick from the Lashna Toysvis, Vlaitonach Seifa, Elashmina, the Mesafkis, Yochel Loimelo Tzi Maisi Yadayich. It seems by Loim Mesafkis, he can't tell her at all, Tzi Maisi Yadayich. That's upset enough, it's a dick from Toysvis, then that would be not like Rashi. Zot the Gemara Vaita. Loimo Kitanoi. So now we have here a Shaila. By the Allah of Asayimi Ve'ini Zoncha, if one can say this to an Eved, Leima Ketanoi, Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel Leima, Yochel Ha'Eved Leima Le'Raboi, Bishnei Batzoiris, an Eved could tell the rabbi in a hunger year, oi pan the second, oi hitzieni lecheiras, oi give me panose, rabbi mishachemi. Vachachami moimrim, harshus biyad rabbi. No, he's not mechuyev to give him panose. He's not mechuyev to be mishachem. He doesn't have to do this at all. Is my love, but how can I forget? This is the machloikis. The ma'as of a yachol. The chachamim hold, or shus biyad rabbi, to not to give him his oinis. Or ma'as of a rein, and he can say, I say, imi vein his oncha. Or ma'as of a ein a yachol. And Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, ein a yachol. And the Ebed ketainet him, oi pa'anus eini, oi, etzeni lecheiros. But his beret. So the Gemara says, if that's Pshan the Machlekes, Hai Oy Panuseini Oy Hitzieni Lecheiris, what is this ultimatum the Eved is giving to the Adam? Either give me Panose, or make me a Ben Chayre. Lecheire, if the Mitzchayles, we say, Imi Ben Izoncha, so it should have said, Oy Panuseini Oy Tenli Maisi Yodai Be Panososi, or give me my Maisi Yodai Be Mokim Panososi Mi Boile. How does Yetzieni Lecheiras come in? Where does a new Mechayev? If the Meduba is only in Asaimi, Ba'oid Maishna B'shnei Batzeres. If you were speaking about that the Adam told him Asaimi Veini Zoncha, so we'll see in Rashi, every year is Ashnei Batzeres. Vakelt is working without Mezainis. So why do you have to mention, if Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, that he can't say, I say, imi vein izoncha, so why do you have to talk about Shnei Batzeres? I mean, I say, imi vein izoncha is a Shnei Batzeres. Elohoche b'may askinen, the Omar lo yitze, maisi yodecho lemzeine secho, u b'shnei Batzeres lo yisipek. That means like this, be'etzem, it's an evet, that in normal times, he could support himself. And his worth his work is sufficient for the mezainis that the Adon is giving him. But since it's a Shnei Batzeres, so he can't support himself. And the Adon told him, say Maisi Yodecha Lemzainesech. Is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Sova, Oy Parnesaini, Oy Etzieini Lecheres, Ki heichi dechosali inchi umarach min olai. That means, so the Eved ketaina to the Adam, lemaise, I can't support myself. The only way I can continue existing is to be choyzer ala psochem. But there's a lot of competition. I'm an Eved. For an Eved, people don't give too many nedavos for an Eved. So lemaise, I'm in a predicament. All the time there's an Eitzach as, I'm in a predicament. He says, the same Eitzach Yodechlum Zayne Secho is not Maspik. It's not Maspik over here. Because it's a Shnas Batzeres. And I can't, and people will not give me since I'm an Eved. So Memela, so you can say, Oy Pan Nesaini, Oy Heitzieni Lecheres. He says, your avdis, you're not telling me to panose, and your kinyan avdis is being my neya for me, I should have panose. So be mishachemi. You say, I'm not getting anything from me. You said, say ma'isi yodecha. So, for me you don't have, and your avdis is being my neya, I should have panose. So just like you can't say, imi vein izoncha, it's mutal on you to shtal mitzu panose. So here also, either shtal mitzu panose or make me a ben chayim that will have panose. Rabbonon sovri, man de merachmi abnei chori, a eved nami rechumi merachem. Omer adike machloik isto, the chachomim say no, there's no need to be mishacha you. Those who give tzedakah for bnei chayrim give tzedakah for avodim also. Let us see Rashi. The tizbere, But Omale, how could you say it's being better say imi kamayri? Wait, so Mamele, so the first kasha was, he said that. Why do you say it's any lecheres? It should have said, hoy pound the saini, tell me my se yodai be pound the sauce. It's speaking about, he said, I say me veni zoncha. The Bamale, I say me kamayri, but oid maish no shne batsoire, so filu bishne soiva. Kiven do Omale, say imi, arei hein loy shne batsoire. Lay sipik, ain't a maspik. Man the marach mabnei chori abdenami marach. The shayach b'mitzvahs ki isha. The shayach b'mitzvahs. Agavulche, Rashi says the same loshen and bachchof aleph on the base. The Gemara says you're not permitted to cut off the hand of an eved. The tap Rashi le'efshel mikzaye the shayach b'mitzvahs. So that's the chmir. Rabbi Reuven has a chakire in Masechtas Yevamos Simach of Beis Eis Dalet. What an eved Knani is? Is an eved Knani a ganze yid? Now there's a gzeres hakosav is chay b'mitzvus keishet. Or he's a goy, and he's chay b'mitzvahs ki'ishe, or he's in between. He's a pesazoy. Is he a ben noyach or is he a yisroel? Lamaise he brings down a machlokes, and if an eved knani can be kind an eved knani, machlokes a taisvus and nazir and a taisvus a rosh and nazir. Taisva says in Nozir that an Eved Knani cannot be kind of an Eved Knani because as Atem Kaini Mehem, Rav Reuven brings down that Taisva says in Nozir that an Eved Knani cannot be kind another Eved Knani because Atem Kaini Mehem, the Ein Heim Kaini Mehem, the Ein Heim Kaini Mehem is a Goy Knani of a Kinyan Agufin and Eved Knani. So weiss doch eis, that he has a din of a yid. So Taisva says that a Eved Knani cannot be kind of Eved Knani. He doesn't have a din of a yid. Taisva Sarosh says he does have, he could be kind of Eved Knani. The Lashon of Rashi by us, Rashi says, we're talking about a shaila if there's a chiyav tzedakah to an Eved Knani. So the Gemara says, man de merachim abnei choyrim merachim, Ha'avdanami merachim, so Rashi says, the shayach b'mitzvahs ke'ishe. Rashi doesn't say he's a yid, a shayach b'mitzvahs. And Rashi chafal of Amidbei says, that is an issa to cut off a hand of an eved, the shayach b'mitzvahs, v'eni rashoi l'chavel boy. Rashi would seem al koponim, he's not a ganze yid. It's maybe, that's when there's a losh naramba michlal lakam yotza michlal yisrael le nichnas. He's in between. He's gray. And Rashi Vaita, Baflam et Chesam et Beis, says, if a person was magdish avdoi, it's yotza lecheres, the lehevi am kodosh yisrael gomo. I want it to be a yisrael gomo. So it seemed that an eved is not a Yisrael Gomel. He's a pus. Yishayche b'mitzvah is not a Yisrael Gomel. We also have to know, which I'm very unclear, we have our machloikis. We have our machloikis tanoim. It's speaking about Leisofka, and he's coming to the Odin. The only way I'll get tzedakah if you make me a ben chayr. And the machlekes of Shem Gamliel and the Chachamim is, it seems this is a taine. Machlekes is this a taine or is not a taine? Rav Shem Gamliel says, ki eichi, the chazal le'in shem, the Rav Shem Gamliel says that, that an ben chayim de merachim and an eved na merachim. The rabbanon hold man de merachim b'bnei chori eved na mirachum imerachim. We have to understand what's pshat in this machlokes. It's a we're taking a census of nois nei tzedakah, and that's the machlokes. Do people have rachmonis on an eved? Don't they have rachmonis on an eved? It's very, that would be very modern. Modern machlokes is, let's see what, something you can be mevar, it's only a theoretical machlokes. I don't know, from the Loshen, from Teisvis, and I'm a Kvege Zechen to a Teisvis, and Babakama Daf Pechesam Adalef, Teisvis says, we're talking about this. Usually an Eved is called Ochiv B'mitzvahs. It's called Ochiv. So Taisvah says over there, it says Ochicha Ha'evyayin. So Taisvah says on the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Yud Beis, it would seem, even though it says Ochicha Ha'evyayin, that not an Eved. An Eved the Ochicha Ha'evyayin doesn't go on an Eved. There's not such a Chiyav Tzedakah to Eved. So it would seem, it's more halachidik amachloikis. Is there a chiyuv? Is there a chiyuv? Or is it the same chiyuv, achicha evyain? Does it exist by an eved also, or it's a klaner chiyuv? That's epsamachloikis tanoim, it's unclear. Let us see Taisvis. So the Havin of the Gemara was, he said, I say, imi veini zoncha. So the Havin of the Gemara was, it's a machlekes, can he tell him this, can he tell him this or not? According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, can tell him this. I say, imi veini zoncha. No, he can't tell him this. I can't say it's any lecheres. He can't tell him this. That's what Shimon Gamliel. Chama say he could tell him. We have here, according to the Maskanas HaGemara, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that you should be Meshachami in order that people give me tzedakah. And the Chachamim hold, no, you'll get the same amount of tzedakah outside it. Hiksha harav Yitzhak ben Haram, the Beperika Sheleach, Gabi Eved Shenishba, Upodoi Yisrael Acha. An Eved was captured, became a Shovi, a Mitzvah Pidyon Shvuyim, and the Odin was not paid to him. Upodoi Yisrael Acha, the Shem Cheres. He wasn't paid them that he should become his Eved, he was paid them he should be a Ben Cher. Shaminelu Ifche. So what's the case? The case is that a Yid was paid an Eved Knani of Reuven. Now the Shaila is, after the Pidyon, what happens with Eved Knani? The Ka'omrei Rabbonon lo yishtabed lo l'Rabbi Rishin v'lo l'Rabbi Sheini. So the Chachamim said that after this Pidyon, he cannot continue being an Eved for the first Odin. L'Rabbi Sheini loy the L'Shem Ben Chayrim Polke. He wasn't paid to him from the Shavoim for himself. He was paid, he should be a Ben Chayrim. L'Rabbi Rishain loy, and it seems they made a takone that he's not Meshubit to the Rabbi Rishin, Dilme Mimni V'loy Polke. Because if he'll still remain an Eved after the Pidyon, after the Pidyon Shvuyim, so no one will be paid to him. So therefore, Chazal made a takone, even though there was no Yiyush, Mitzad the Odin Rishon, they said with the Pidyon, he becomes a Ben Chayim. That's the only way we'll find paid him. Like this, no one will be paid to him. Rab Shimon Gamliel sova, kishem shemitzvah liftais b'nei chayim, ke mitzvah liftais hesavodim. Rab Shimon Gamliel says, no. We don't make a special takon, he should not remain an eved for the Odin Harishin. He'll remain an eved, and people will be paid, people are paid of Odin. So, Shem Shemaim, it's mamish punkt verkehrt. Here, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that the psavodim and nechayim are equal, and Bayosi says fakert, and the Chachamim say they also fakert. Vaymeri, the Rav Shimon Gamliel sava the leinyan pidyan polkileitve. Shalayit ma bein ha'iv de kechov. He says there, there's a psaruchniistik esakone. Over there, if he'll remain a shavui, he'll become nitma bein ha'ivet kechov. So Mamela, when it comes to Nitma ben Ovid Kechovim, so then Rav Shimon Gamliel says, then people will not differentiate between a Eved and a Ben Chayre. The Rabbanon Savri, the Linyan Mizoinis, Marachmi Alei Tvei, Shloyomos Barov. Here there's a Shaila of physical death. Amir de Kamaisa. I don't know, I mean, the Oimek HaMachlokes is very difficult to understand. The way Taisus said till now, so Taisus is saying that this is a machloikis. I don't know again if it's a lochidik a machloikis or it's a hergishdik a machloikis. I don't know. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that when it comes to the ruchnius of the Eved, then there's no difference between an Eved and a Ben Chayre. Some of Meili don't have to make special takonis that he should become a Yisabit. When it comes to the gashmius of an Eved, then people are don't have Rachmanis on an Eved. That's what Shem Gamliel holds. So therefore, the Eved could come with a Taina, Oy Panaseini, Oy Tetsiyeni Lecheiris. And the Chacham Opunt Fakel. When it comes to the Gashmiyas of an Eved, oh, then people, you know, he's going to die of hunger. I mean, when it comes to the Ruchniyas of an Eved, is, people will not be paid there. So we have to understand the Oymek HaMachloikes. Now Taisvah says another chilik in the Chachamim, which is very good. This is understandable. Begam kolechad yitan lei ma'at lechem. When it comes to tzedakah of mezaynes, so memele, it's not a big deal. So Eved, Ben Chayrin, so I'll give a slice, everyone will give a slice of bread away. And you'll have what to eat. I will be pidyon, so I'll be biyachad. When it comes to pidyon shvuyim, there a huge amount of money has to be raised. So memele, there an eved, because he's an eved, the chachamim hold, that people will not be paid there. Toshma, zukt gemara bayit. So bekitza, we want poishe to shayla. V'yaseh yaseh imi. The Omar Rab, Hamagdish Yedei Avdoi, Oisei Ha'eved, Loive, Va'oichel, Va'oisei U'Pereya. Rab said, a person was Magdish Yedei Avdoi, so L'cheire is Magdish, L'cheire Yodov, he was Magdish Yodov L'Masein, that the Maisei Yodaim should be Hegdish. Is Oisei Ha'evet, so here it says, go on to Santa Zach. Ha'Oisei Ha'evet Lova Va'eichel. He borrows money, and he eats food. Va'Oisei, and then he works. Va'Pereya, Amod Neseida. And then he pays up the halva. Al Kaponim, it seems that the only way he can eat is by Lova Va'eichel. So that means the other is not giving him food. That's what it says. Amagdish yedei avdei. Oise eved lova v'oichel v'oise perei. Shma mino yochel arav loim v'levet asayim ivein izoncho. That means the eved has to be doyik for his own parnose. The lova v'oichel. The odin is not giving him food. V'oise v'perei. We'll see. He does how much he pays up to Alvon. The rest of the maisi other belongs to Hegdish. But the odin doesn't do anything. So the Gemara says, "Ochem ma'iskinen b'mal alay mezaynis." No, it's speaking about he giving him mezaynis. So Mamela, so in fact, the Gemara, Yochi, he's giving him mezaynis. L'may lava va'ichel. So why is he buying money for food? He gets everyday food. La'dofe. No, this is the Ordin is giving him bare necessities, and he wants to eat up his hazaya. A more substantial more substantial food. So on that, the Odin isn't giving him that. So Ladofe, he borrows money and buys more than the bare necessities require. I don't understand. Kozman, you were working for the Odin. The Odin's continue supporting you. The same support he gave when he was working for you. Now that he was Magdish Maisa Yodach, he's still giving you support. And then the Sagiloch Balayadofe. So then that's what you were eating and it was good. Bahashtinami Tizgiloch Balayadofe. So Mamela, I don't understand. What's this cheshbon head? It's love of Oichel. So the Gemara answers, Hegdish Gufe Nechele Keichede Lishabach Avdei. Hegdish Gufe is zufrieden that he should be healthier. You have to understand, that's clear why this is that way. Hegdish somehow is more concerned about the health and growth of the Eved than the Odin. Basically, Shklof Havos, but Hegdish is interested in that, so Memele, but it's speaking about, it's Lovo, Ve'oichel an Hadofe, but the Mezainis, the Odin is giving. Frechte Gemore, Oise Upeireya, what does that mean? That means he works, and he pays up his Balei Choyves, with the money that he works. How can he pay up? Oisa pereya. Kama kodishle. Whatever he works becomes hegdish. How can he pay it up? What's pshat in this? So the Gemara answers, bepoches poches mishova put. Speaking about poches poches mishova put. Now let us just see Rashi. But Rashi, lova va'oichel oisa pereya. He shouldn't first work and then buy food. The pruta kamaisa kitchelo. Will make a pruta, he wants to buy something for a pruta, so a mele, since he makes a pruta, automatically becomes hegdish. Vishuv osoloi, and then he can't take this pruta. It's hegdish. Helalova tchila. He borrows a pruta. Vaoichel. And he purchases for a pruta and he eats. And then va'oise poches poches mishava pruta. Then when he works poches mishava pruta. Upeireya, and he'll pay up poches poches mishava pruta. And the poches poches mishava pruta is not hegdish. Can the mafosh lekame? Kasal kedaiter b'shem adloim mezaynitz v'kamod yachol lahagdish alma yachol leimalei esaymi veinizonach. So you see, he can say esaymi veinizonach. So the Gemara answers, Lahadofe Mizainis Mavachim Yoisa Mashain Derech Bailov Lachiloi. The Bailam don't give him such good Mizainis. And he wants better Mizainis. Lishvach Avdei Beguf Bori. Bepochis Pochis Mishova Prute. Achelated staff Aprute Yifrendel. The loichayil hegdish apoches mishava pruta. So this is amira de kemachudish nikarashi. That hegdish is not chal on apoches mishava pruta. So if hegdish is not chal on apoches mishava pruta, so lechayre, so when he makes another apoches mishava pruta, so chayre also should be chal. So, here, we have an eitzah, we go and we pay up the banchoy v'apochas mishava pruta, hegdish was nachal, shalom al Yisrael. But like this, after everything is paid up, everything else belongs to hegdish. If hegdish is not chal and apochas mishava pruta, so how does anything become hegdish? If the first apochas mishava pruta is chulen, so chulen and chulen makes chulen, how does it become hegdish? So the Stipler and Simon Yud and Kilash Yaakov says as follows, according to Rashi. He says that sicha, that what Rashi says, Ein Hegdish Chola Apoches Mishava Pute, is speaking about Isure Hegdish. Momen Hegdish it is, but it should be Nitvas Isure Hegdish, you need Ashir Pute, it should be Nitvas the Isure Hegdish. But it's Momen Hegdish. He says, and therefore we can understand the Gemara Es Takashe, Let Hegdish tell them, I don't like what's going on. So if I to stipe, what do you mean Hegdish don't like what's going on? He's doing a pachas m'sheva pluta. Rashi was in Hegdish chala pachas m'sheva pluta. So who cares if you like, if you don't like? So Mamela, so the stipe says, but the way he's saying that was very good. Lemaise, mom and Hegdish etzicha becomes an apachas m'sheva pluta. That what Rashi is mechadish. And Hegdish chal al pachas m'sheva pluta, Rashi means isure Hegdish anat chal. So, but on Momen Hegdish, the Gemara had a problem. So Hegdish is, it's a Gezel Hegdish, but Hegdish is not, does not agree that you should take a Pachas Sheva Pluta to give it to a Baal Chayiv for your Havoche. So the Mal says, no, Hegdish is masking for this. There's no Gezel Hegdish. Abol Maise, but Momen Hegdish it is, and Hegdish is masking to give it. Should be able to give it to pay up the chayv. There's an ichusa from Hegdish. But after he finishes paying up the chayv, so when you collect the prute, so you have two chatzi prutes of mom and Hegdish, now the suri Hegdish is chal when it becomes worth a shava prute.